It's the end. And we feel fine.
Oh, yeah.
We're John and Gordy in the morning filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. And we're hoping you're enjoying yourself. And you can always give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and have your ideas as well.
Yeah, chime in. 855-752-4842. Okay.
All right. Well, you know, the American Eagle ad has created quite a stir. You know,
what are you talking about?
It's a female talking about her good genes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Blonde, I heard something about blue-eyed, this. Good genes. Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Everybody's calling it a little bit white nationalist, but The Daily Show did a little takeoff on it, and let's listen to Desi Leidick talk about that genes ad. What? Yeah. That's right. A lot of them. All right.
That's Desi Leidick.
Good comment.
Daily Show.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
She really is.
She
reminds me a lot of Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Same kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the other big story that, you know, I don't know why these are big stories. They are. They turn out to be that. The Doge guy, Big Balls.
Yeah, that's his nickname. Yeah.
He was beaten and left bloodied during an attempted carjacking by about 10 juveniles in Washington, D.C. He intervened to help a woman and took the brunt of the assault himself. But, you know, as the megaphone continues to do what it does, it blew this completely out of proportion. All right, so what they want to do now is take this as an example of, you know, law and order out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing's going on. D.C. can't control their own people. So
Trump wants
to take
it all over.
Yeah, he wants to federalize D.C., all right? So, well, let's listen to Trump talk about it here in Cut 68. Let's listen. No, that's not really true. They cut with an axe. But, Doge, you know, karma.
And the fact that he wants to take over the
D.C. Federalize D.C.
Federalize the whole
Bring in the National Guard. That's his solution to just about everything.
Yeah.
Now, why he isn't doing it right away, my theory is that U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, is in charge.
Oh, God.
She was supposed to prosecute these people.
Yeah.
And he's hands off until she can't do what she should be doing in D.C. And let's listen to Jeanine Pirro's point of view on this. From the other number.
Yeah. OK.
Oh, rehabilitation, no. Wow. It's a gun problem.
Mm.
Yeah, we don't want to, you know, rehabilitate anybody. We want to send them to jail at the age of 14.
Mm.
Wow. There's a solution right there. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something that was posted by Trump. Americans, and importantly, for the world to see, if D.C. doesn't get its act together and quickly, we will have no choice but to take federal control of the city and run this city how it should be run and put criminals on notice that they're not going to get away with it anymore. Perhaps it should have been done a long time ago. Then this incredible young man and so many others would not have had to go through the horrors of violent crime. Okay. How about all the federal employees you just did?
Well, yep, right.
All the lives you destroyed, the health care you took away from them, the pensions, their job, their mortgages. How any remorse for that?
Hmm.
But, you know, it's this guy. It's this Doge member that they're really, really jumping on. Yeah, big balls, right?
Okay.
All right. Well, why don't we go to the phones here? We have Cam from Appleton on the line.
Cam, go ahead. Good afternoon.
Blonde, blue eyes. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blonde, blue eyes, and silicone is what the tagline should be reading. For big balls, I have no sympathy. Those people are infuriating because I wish people understood just how bad it is that they went into the departments that they went into illegally. When they brought in uncertified hard drives, unsecure hard drives, copied data, and left with it, and we still don't know where it is. I'm livid over that because that's we can't undo that.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Why I say, you know, this is karma. You know, he helped a woman out, and that's fantastic. And you know, he suffered for it, and I feel bad about that. But at the same time, you know, I mean, what they did to all these Americans across the country, 50,000 federal employees at least, it's, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
And Cam, you know, I think the line that Desi Leidick, celebrate someone white, right? When was the last time anybody celebrated someone who was white? Yeah. Wow. I mean, what a comment that is.
Wasn't that from Megan Fox?
Yeah, I think Megan Fox. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, she said that.
Absolutely.
All right.
Cam, thank you. Thanks for that call. Lines are back open, 855-752-4842. A few minutes here.
All right. Well, I've got something else here.
All right.
I definitely am chomping at the bit to play this.
Okay. Well, what is it,
this, John? This is high technology, and I'm into the technology here, and I think this is kind of a good idea. Maybe it's called Showrunner. Now, showrunners are people who, you know, come up with the ideas and, you know, run these TV shows and make sure everything is run well.
Right.
And this is Showrunner now, and it's the Netflix of AI.
Mm.
And this is an amazing concept. And I want to play this. This is cut 9. If you could go to cut 9. This is a description of what Showrunner is all about. It's really a fantastic new idea, but I'm not quite sure. I'm, you know, on the fence on this one. Let's listen to it and see what you think.
All right, here we go. What?
Yes.
Okay, let me get this straight.
We're actually, spitballing this.
Are we
the
working
table
this?
Now? Yeah.
Are we going to
throw the John and Gordy morning show? Yeah, showrunner.
Showrunner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people can insert themselves and be a third member of the show.
I have one question. Who's playing the annoying piano?
Yeah,
in the background?
I know. I wanted them to go away.
They're so creative. Couldn't they have created a better theme in the background?
You would have thought.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting idea. I'd like to see an example of what they're
right.
trying to do.
You can create your own episode. You can take the whole episode, throw it out, create your own with you as the character in that episode.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We should check into that. So what's Netflix got to do? Is this
no? They just call it the Netflix of AI. Yeah.
Okay.
So the actual channel is Showrunner.
Okay.
So you should check it out and see if this is enjoyable enough.
Did you check it and see if there are any episodes up there yet?
No,
or
I have not.
The show?
I haven't actually checked it out, but I should. I just didn't have time to. But I thought it was a fascinating concept.
It is. I think it's great.
And
actually, there
are a lot of people, you know,
could
game
be a lot of fun.
Overnight, and they have their chats and they have their discussions, you know, with people all across the world and across the United States. Maybe their friends would like to get in on Showrunner and create their own episodes, or at least, you know, kind of goof up the endings, you know. create a disastrous ending, yes.
Could be fun.
Well, I think it could be fun.
Yeah. I like that idea. We should workshop that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take some video of the show, and I mean, we've got it right here on YouTube and Facebook and everything.
Yeah, we can insert somebody in here. We wanted to do that a long time ago with an AI figure that was out at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas a while back, and we wanted to get their. They had an Android with a projection face on it that
kind of like Max Headroom, kind of deal. Yeah.
And we wanted that as partner, but
we couldn't do that.
They didn't want the publicity, I guess.
Yeah, so, all right, we're coming right back. It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.